This is All Things Therapy, where we are changing consciousness one conversation at a time. And I'm Lisa Tahir, your host. Hello there. Welcome to All Things Therapy podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Tahir. I'm a licensed therapist. And if you are looking for a therapist to work with, please reach out and let's do a call to see if we are a good fit to work with each other. Simply reach out to me, Lisa at NOLATherapy.com, which represents my website, NOLATherapy.com, New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy. And today we are with a gentleman that I met in Los Angeles at a book signing event. Chip Hopper is with us today, and he is a highly sought after futurist and strategy consultant, writing with top authors, celebrities, athletes, and business leaders. Chip helps people tell their stories to shape their future. And a quote that he says, which I think is really interesting and poignant, our lives are defined by the stories that we tell. So with that, I'm going to bring you in the stream, Chip. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Amazing. It's so good to be here with you.
It's so good to be here with you too. And when we met, I felt like this was a good connection to have you on the show and talk to us about, I really like in your work where you say that we're only one relationship from our best life. Can you tell us what that means?
Absolutely. Yeah. I don't know if you're familiar with the book, Who Not How, but it's a good representation of kind of this concept that I have believed for a long time. And that is when we're looking to do something, if we can look for a collaboration of how to do that and who to work with to do that, that's much more powerful than sitting in a space of how do we do it? How do we do it ourselves? And because mentors to me are one of the most powerful things that we can have, right? When I look at the education system, I'm like, we don't need more structure on how they receive education. We need more access to mentors to help people do what it is that they want to do. Oh, my dog just said hello. So,
oh, hi to your sweet pup. One of my kitty cats might pop up here too, Chip.
Oh, they're fantastic.
They are. You know, I love what you're saying. And I had intended to ask you, learning how your kids are so important to you, as well as youth and developing youth into leaders and the role of mentorship. And I wondered how you have found mentorship in your life as you've been coming up, as you came up, and the way you view it in offering it.
I love that question. You know, I spent a long time spending my time looking at who are all my mentors, right? And I love to learn from everyone. And the idea that anyone can be a mentor, I think is a fantastic concept. One of the things though that I realized that really helped push me to the next level was when I took all of that and I said, I can still learn from everyone. I can still see everyone as a mentor. But I need to specifically look at what is it that I want to bring into my world? What do I want to manifest into my life? And who do I know that is currently manifesting at that level? Who is resonating at the frequency that I want to be at? And, yes. And who can I focus on? So when I started to really get clarity on the mentors that I wanted to be specifically following, it helped me move forward a lot. Versus this idea of learning from everyone all the time, which I still do, but I also have my focused few that I work with. And I love doing that with children as well. I've been a sports coach much of my adult life, helping kids, teaching kids to be leaders. I think there's a lot that can be learned through sports for leadership. And I'm very passionate about teens and working with teens. Mm-hmm. So many things that we deal with as teens that at the time, we just think that they are everything, to the point that often we lose teens and others to suicide and things because they get so focused in telling their story in a certain way. And they become very centered in closing in on themselves instead of expanding outward.
And how is it you help teens with that? Because it is so important to, I'm thinking that they have mentors, that they have trusted adults that they can speak to about what's troubling them. How do you do that in your life?
That's a beautiful question. For me, relationships are key to just about everything I do. And being able to take someone and say, like, for example, I was in Florida this last week at a mastermind, and one of the ladies that came to one of our evening events, we had a very nice dinner. It was really well done. And she was like, I love this. I'd love to stay, but I've got a 13-year-old and a 12-year-old that I just don't feel like I can be leaving alone right now because I need to be there to support them for a couple of things. And it turned out that she only lived a few doors down from where we were. And I'm like, bring them over. Let's have, let's have these boys come over and meet these people. And I do that partially from my own experience with my own kids. I think one of my favorite things about working with people that have achieved greatness is that I'm able to surround my kids with greatness.
Yes.
And they learn from that example of these people are people. They're people that have done great things, but they're still human.
Right.
They're still people. And so we brought these two boys over and I started talking with them about sports and things and how I've coached sports. And one of the boys, I'm like, what is it that you want to do? And he's like, I want to be a sportscaster.
Okay.
And I said, all right, so who do you need help from to be able to be a sportscaster? What is stopping you from sportscasting? And you could see very early on, his first response was, I'm 13, right? Like,
you know, right.
And you know, if you take away that age piece and then you really shift them into the mind of, okay, how do I accomplish what I need instead of how do I wait for years to accomplish what I need? And it turns out that one of my really good friends is one of his sports heroes.
Wow.
And so I'm like, I'm going to take a picture and I'm going to send it to him and let him know what your intention is. Because if we can put our intentions out to others, we end up holding ourselves accountable for those intentions. And he left that evening super excited to start his YouTube channel already of about sports. And you know, but it's things like that, right? And if you can find teenagers who have already found this and you can have them speak to other teens, mm-hmm. it becomes even more powerful. I'm putting together a cruise next year where I'm actually going to have some of the tracks will be led by teens that have millions of followers on different platforms. And they'll be speaking to other teens about mental health and everything else while they're there with their families and their parents are going to one track with.
Yes.
And then they're coming together with their kids and hearing about what they learned about. So
Chip, this is
all together.
This is awesome. And the audio kind of glitched out when in the beginning you shared that you were in Florida leading one of your mastermind retreats where this woman came up to you and mentioned her sons that then you invited. I think that's so powerful and totally life-changing for this young man.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, those are experiences when I was a teen.
Wow.
I love my parents and I love the life that I was given and blessed with. And there are also things that I never got to experience.
Right.
I was never brought into rooms of greatness at the level that these boys were last night, right? And I think that the more we can accelerate those opportunities in those rooms, the more that kids and even adults will see what's possible. We can, you know, one of my favorite things to say is, you know, our minds can only perceive what we believe possible to be true. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And if we can create the belief that these things are possible at a younger age, it can, you know, the sky's the limit on what these kids can do.
And Chip, I want to hone in on, you just said bringing ourselves into rooms of greatness. There's so much there. That's why I moved myself to Los Angeles 9 years ago to live part-time, because I wanted to be in those rooms of greatness with people, with authors, with teachers that have helped me mentor me from afar through their books and being able to be there in person, like when I met you at the event at the Wiltern. And it really changes one's life to put yourself, even if you're nervous, even if you have some anxiety, the other side of that coin I often talk about is real happiness and excitement. Excitement can feel like anxiety. It's called eustress, E-U-S-T-R-E-S-S, versus distress. And the body feels it in a similar way. And it's so important to work yourself through that, to just go and show up anyway, because being in those rooms of greatness, up-level your own vibration and belief in what's possible for you.
Right. I love that you bring that up. It's one of the points that I genuinely love, which is...
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
What you just defined are two sides of the coin where the only real difference is the way we perceive it.
Yes.
Right. And how do we perceive the experiences that we're moving into? I feel like for me, what I see with a lot of people is if they can shift their mindset of the way others are perceiving them in a room, it changes everything. It doesn't matter what other people's realities are. It only matters what your reality is, because the you that you know exists only in your mind. So why not live the story that you want to have, right? And you want to live. So I love that.
Absolutely. Chip, I'm going to do a mention about Magic Mind, a drink that I love. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about your mastermind retreats that you lead and how it is you actually work with others to create and amplify knowledge. Does that sound cool?
Absolutely.
Awesome. Y'all, if you watch and listen All Things Therapy, you know I am powered by Magic Mind. I'm holding it up. It's a 2-ounce herbaceous shot containing adaptogens, nootropics. These are ingredients like matcha, like echinacea, lion's mane mushrooms, cordyceps mushrooms, ashwagandha. They help reduce inflammation in the body. What I like the most about Magic Mind is that I feel relaxed as I drink it, and those nootropics and adaptogens start working on my brain and in my body. I actually feel relaxed as I drink it. I'd love for you to try it. Magic Mind is offering you either 56% off a monthly subscription or 20% off a one-time order if you want to try them out before committing to the subscription. Simply go to magicmind.co/Lisa, my first name, and use code Lisa and see if you don't start to feel more relaxed and focused and just on point with sustained energy throughout your day. Let's bring Chip back on. Hey, Chip.
Hello. Well, you've got me hooked on wanting to get some Magic Mind.
It's so good. You know, Joe Rogan is drinking it. It's Forbes calls it something around like just the most amazing focused energy you can have. I can ask him to send you some.
That would be fantastic. I would love that. Was that Forbes Riley that you were referencing there, or Forbes magazine?
Forbes magazine.
Okay.
Yes. Calls it like something around like the world's best productivity drink, like really high accolades.
I love
it's
that.
Awesome.
That's fantastic.
It's awesome. Thank you.
I was just in Florida with Forbes Riley, so that's why my mind was thinking of a different Forbes than the magazine.
Oh, that's so cool. And you know, I have another question to ask you before our time's out. And maybe you can pick which you'd like to answer, and in sequence, I'd love for you to share about your mastermind. masterminds. I'd love for you to share about how it is you work with others to create and amplify knowledge and connections to help people, as well as takeaways. You've worked with some of the biggest companies in the world, Nike, Intel, Coke, Walmart, Fidelity Investments are just a few, and kind of highlights and mental notes that you've taken. So whatever feels right to start with. Yeah,
absolutely. I will try and touch on a couple points here and see what resonates. And I've been blessed with the opportunity to work with the many large corporations throughout my career. And that kind of shifted into this passion, which is writing books, helping people tell their stories. And I moved from creating and growing businesses to creating and growing influence for my clients. And, I now have clients with an audience reach of hundreds of millions of, on social media. And that doesn't count like many of the other areas that there are our influence and reach, right? But where that kind of came from is just this whole idea. Again, it goes back to the story and helping people tell their story. And one of the things that I do is I run these masterminds and retreats where I bring people together and I help them find their pivot point stories where their lives changed based on certain events that happened and what principles they learned and how they brought those about. And we create those into books or podcast sections that they can speak on, either on stages or wherever they are. Even if it's in an interview for a job or whatever it is that you want to do with your life, the better you tell your stories, the better your life will be. The better questions you ask, the more clarity you'll find. And there are just these things that you can tweak and shift in your life that make all the difference, right? And the masterminds are about doing that, and they're about bringing together people and connections. One of the things that I try to do with my masterminds is I believe it's about much more than just the experience when you're there. And we create a magical experience. I take groups to Costa Rica, and you can see one of them, for example, on bookjedi.com. But we jump off waterfalls, we go whitewater rafting, we teach people to surf. But at the same time, we're also teaching them how to tell their story and how to shift their life from where they are to where they want to be. Intuition is a big part of this, right? I feel like people often want to rely on intuition, but the problem with that is if you are aligned in the space that you're already in, what's going to feel good is what you're already in. So when you want to listen to your intuition, if you want to listen to what you want your future self to have, you've got to be resonating with your future self instead of your present self.
Yes.
For that intuition to feel aligned, right? And so helping people find clarity of where they want to be so that they can start to resonate in that frequency helps everything that comes into their space fit with what they want to do. And so that's one of the things that we work on in these masterminds and retreats. And I'm working on one right now where I'm going to charter a 6,000 person ship, fill the entire ship with 6,000 people, some of my high-end clients and celebrities, as well as everybody who just wants to learn and grow and come together. So that'll be later next year.
That's awesome.
So,
what you just said is also I'm honing in on it. Every morning that I meditate, I've started to ask and invoke. I'm aligning myself, my energy with the future I'm creating, what's becoming in my life versus what's already been. And the way you just said that, it really is about us really this future image, these desired outcomes to be the person, to hold them, to live them, to be able to maintain them, these vibrations. And we can do that in advance of their coming by really opening our minds and our hearts to become that. Can you speak more about that, Chip?
Absolutely. And I love what you just said and the way you put it. For me, when we start to talk about everything is energy. And we hear people say that a lot. Yet I don't think a lot of people really understand what does that ultimately mean. And if we believe that energy is neither created nor destroyed and only shifted and changed, that means that everything that has happened and everything that will happen already exists in the energy. It is just in how it is manifesting at the moment. Mm-hmm. And being able to move into that space of saying, this is what I'm calling in because this is who I want to be. This is what I want to be with. And then, you know, I talked a lot about tuning forks, and I'm sure you know this as well, but tuning forks each have different frequencies.
Yes.
And if you ding a tuning fork that is in a different frequency than another tuning fork, nothing will happen to the other tuning fork. But if you ding a tuning fork that has the same frequency as another tuning fork, that tuning fork will start resonating even across space. Mm-hmm. And our energies are like that as well. We are resonating at frequencies. And when we find other people that are resonating at those same frequencies, we can create that vibration between us even without touch or anything like that. So being able to move yourself into the frequency that you want to attract will attract those frequencies around you, because those are what will come out. It's like saying everybody has a red car, and then you drive down the freeway and you see all the red cars.
Yes.
You will align with those energies as you align yourself first.
And Chip, our culture has been speaking this in different ways, yet I remember as a child and adolescent, they have good vibes, they have bad vibes. You yeah. walk in, you feel the vibes. And that's literally about the tuning forks that you're speaking about. Our thoughts generate a frequency around us that literally kind of announces our walking into the room. The things that you're thinking, for those of you listening and maybe not understanding why there's certain outcomes in your life happening that are undesirable, maybe it's because you're thinking so much about those things versus what you'd like to happen, what you intend to see. And that gets you thinking and vibrating and emanating a whole different frequency when you walk into a room that then attracts the like thinking people and like feeling people. Can you say more about that, Chip?
I love that. Yes, we are absolutely all manifestors. And whether we realize it or not, we are manifesting what is around us, what is with us. And the more that we can realize what we're manifesting, the more we can shift that. And again, that comes back to storytelling. You know, whether you call it spirit or energy or vibe, there is a flow of power that encircles us and moves with us. And I often give the analogy of the ocean. Mm-hmm. The ocean has waves that roll in, and if you try and stand and hold back those waves, you'll be exhausted and frustrated because those waves will just keep coming. But if you lay down and surrender to those waves, you'll be battered and bruised because those waves will just keep pushing you against the sand and towards the shore. So the way to work with the waves that are there is to get on them and use their power to steer where you want to go, as if on a surfboard. And that's how the energy works. And the more you can feel into the energy that is there, the more you can ride that energy to the future creations that you want.
Yes. And Chip, in concluding, I'm wondering, what are some of the things you're most excited about coming up for you, for Book Jedi?
Well, again, these cruises that I've been putting together, I've done a lot of events, a lot of significantly sized events. The cruise vision that has been calling me for many years has taken its beatings with COVID and other things that kind of slowed it down, but it's coming together again. That's super exciting. I love some of the books that I'm working on. I've done many of the books that I've written are ghostwritten, right? So my name's not there. And I really felt called over the last couple of years to actually step out from behind that curtain, if you will, and allow my influence to be seen. I've always believed heavily in income and impact being correlated. And then it's been recently that I've been like, you know what, I am holding, or I'm not allowing some of the things to happen because I'm not allowing for that influence for myself to be there. And so I have made influence my third eye. So that's kind of a play on words, but
yes.
income, impact, and influence are what will really kind of move the needle.
That's awesome. And how can people find you and reach you, Chip, if they're really loving what you're saying and want to know more?
I love it. I'm open to people reaching out any way they want to. My website is bookjedi.com. you can reach me at chip@bookjedi.com or chiphopper@gmail.com. I would happily share my phone number as well. I'm not one of those people that has my number, because in my opinion, it's about connection. And if somebody is connecting in a way that isn't working, then we can create boundaries around those things. So, but that's the best way to reach me is just to reach out to my email, chip@bookjedi.com. And we can start a conversation. I love to help people tell their stories and write their books. So if you're looking to do a book and you want more information, let's talk.
Awesome. Chip, thank you. I'm so happy we met in that room of greatness in Los Angeles and are in touch.
Yeah, that was a fantastic room. And
it was amazing.
You know, and as you've experienced this as well, but when I met you, I felt like I'd known you forever. And so
me too. It was so good, so fun.
So it's like coming into those experiences and being like, oh yes, we have actually only met in a couple months ago, right? And so but it's one of those things where when you find those energies that are resonating the same,
yes,
you find a lot of similarities there.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me on. It was an honor to be on with you.
You're welcome.
I look forward to working with you more.
Me too. Have the best day.
You too.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. That concludes today's show with Chip Hopper of Book Jedi, JEDI.com. Reach out to him if you are interested to express a book that you have in you and tell your story. It's so important that you do. I'll be with you next week. All my love.
And that's a wrap. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review All Things Therapy on the platform you're listening from. And let's connect on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube at NOLA Therapy, the abbreviation for New Orleans, Los Angeles Therapy, reflecting my two favorite cities. And let's keep changing consciousness one conversation at a time.